Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We've been talking about the glory of the Lord and how that Brother Hagin received instruction from God to study on the glory, how that affected my life and ministry, my book, The Blood and the Glory. And I had said earlier in the week, you'll want to listen through the week, that Brother Hagin always read the scriptures which showed the glory of the Lord manifesting. In my study, I learned that the glory of the Lord is the presence of the Lord manifested. You can see it, or like we heard an angel sing, we talked about this week, you can hear it from the glory realm. There's something about it that you can know and see. So Brother Hagin would read this scripture after man had been crowned with the glory, and then he fell from the glory. It was 2,000 years before the Lord said that he was going to come back among them. And when he came on the top of that Mount Sinai, which was all together on a fire, he spoke to Moses and he said, "Have the people bring me an offering," Exodus 25, "that they may build me a sanctuary so that I can dwell among them." And so they built him the tabernacle. And from Exodus 25 on to 40, it tells of that building. There came the day when that tabernacle was finished. Exodus 40, verse 33. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And so that was the dwelling place of the Shekinah. We say Shekinah, the glory of the Lord, until they found what God called Hamakom, the place where he was going to put his name. And they found that place, and then they began to build the temple in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the place. Solomon is the builder of that temple. And we see the same line. It says, it was finished. All the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. Then Solomon, they're going to bring the Ark of the Covenant and the Shekinah. They're going to bring it up. In verse 2, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes and chief of the fathers unto Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Covenant out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast that was in the seventh month. So it's finished. And the priests and the singers and the instruments are gathered there. And it came to pass, verse 13, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Now, that was the Old Testament. Those were edifices built upon the earth. Then Jesus came. And when Jesus came, and he completed his death, burial, and resurrection, carried his blood up to the Father, and offered it for us, then was shed forth the Holy Ghost. And here on the earth, the body of Christ became what is called whose house we are. We are the house of the Lord. We are then the temple, the walking, talking, breathing temple upon the earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, It is written here, verse 16, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." So the body of Christ, the church, we say, is the temple of God. Some people were getting involved in fornication, sexual sin. And Paul writes to them, verse 18 of chapter 6, "Flee fornication. Run from it." What? Here's the answer. Verse 19 as to why you do it. What? "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit," or Holy Ghost, "which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So the church of the living God, the body of Christ, is the temple. We don't belong to ourselves. We simply don't. We're for Him, we're for His purposes, and we're to be filled with His glory. It is written of us in 2 Corinthians 6:16, "What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty." You cannot say that there's no place for holiness in the body of Christ. That means separation. So we are to be separated from the world just as much as that temple in Jerusalem was separated from all other buildings. Why? Because it's sanctified by the presence of the Lord inside it. Now, in the book of Ephesians, wonderful, marvelous book for the church, we are told a marvelous thing about the plan of God. Ephesians and chapter 2, speaking of the church, it says, verse 20, "We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building," that's the temple, "fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." That's the same reason the tabernacle was built, so that God could live in it. Same reason the temple was built, so that God could live in it, as much as was possible in those days. But in these days, we've been born again, washed with the blood, so that the Spirit of God can live in us. And the purpose of God is, "in whom you are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." So we individually are temples. We were born again, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope of the presence of God. The temple of God that the church is to be filled with the glory of God from one degree to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, until we are what the Bible calls the glorious church. Our new birth is, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1 is the mystery of the church, succinctly put. The Bible says that there are many things that are God's mysteries. That means they're His plans, they're His purposes, and they're called His mysteries. There's the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of godliness, the mystery of Israel, the mystery of lawlessness, the mystery of iniquity, and there is the mystery of the church. It always says of the mystery of the church that it was hidden in the Old Testament, but now it's revealed in the New. So Colossians talks about it here, Paul does, in Colossians 1 and verse 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you're born again, the minute you're born again, Christ becomes in you and he becomes a degree of glory in you. The degree of his presence begins in you. It's your hope of the full manifestation of glory. One day, even your body will be glorified. But at your new birth, he comes in you, Christ, the hope of glory. It happened because someone bought you the knowledge of the light of the glorious gospel that is spoken about in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 6, it says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." God, who said, "Light be," in Genesis, said, "Glory be in you." When you were born again, you have a degree of the presence of God at your new birth, in your spirit. It's supposed to grow by degree, by degree, by degree, until you are literally glorified. Now, that is explained to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It says here that when some read the Bible in the Old Testament, there was a veil over their face. They couldn't see all the light of it. But now in the New Testament, this is 2 Corinthians 3, we all, with open face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Amplified Bible says, "And all of us, as with unveiled faces, because we continue to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor from one degree of glory to another." And now we're coming to the end of the church age, when we should be, as the temple, so changed that, as the prophecies of old have said that I've heard, our faces would literally glow. Our meetings would be filled with the presence of the Lord, so much so that when people walk in the back door, if they don't have an arm, it will grow. If they don't have a leg, it will grow. And that indeed will be the glorious church. Well, tomorrow it starts, 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to begin the book of Revelation school. I'm going to be the teacher. We're going to handle it like a school. I love these school settings. And we're going to go through that book verse by verse. We're starting Saturday morning, 10 o'clock and 7 p.m. And I think on the first sessions, I'm going to be talking about the signs in the heavenlies, and defining the time of the book of Revelation. And we'll go into the blood moons. So you want to be with us at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, at the Oak Ridge Boys Theater in Branson, Missouri. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 for more information, or go on billybrim.org. Give us a phone call if you can and let us know you're coming. We'd like to know how many people will be there. Thank you. Shalom.